My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Teal says, you are way too high on Wyatt Teller. He's not a good pass blocker. I said, I'm more interested. It's not about being high on Wyatt Teller. I'm high on protecting Deshaun Watson as best I can with a veteran and not a rookie coming off a big injury or a converted center who's a second-year guy. Or do I really want to start Michael Dunn all year long? Now, I know that fans don't care about offensive linemen. They just look at them as nameless gray faces that they can just stick in and out, with the exception of Joe Thomas and a couple of other guys. But it's pretty important. And if we're not a good pass blocker, and I'm saying being able to protect Deshaun Watson, I would like to be able to hand the ball off as well and be able to move the ball that way. To be able to, well, you know, if we got Brandon Ayuk, we'll just throw the ball like crazy, even though one of the things that people are saying is that he's such a good blocker. That's why San Francisco doesn't want to move on from him. Again, it's not just about Wyatt Teller, it's about protecting Deshaun Watson as best I can. 216-474-0092. You asked me about the weapons thing right before we go to these calls, right? What did you want to know about the weapons? Are the weapons currently good enough to get to the Super Bowl? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Look, the caller is talking about, you know, going all in, you know, being a team that could compete for the Super Bowl with the weapons. Is that then implying that we don't have the weapons right now? Because I told you it was just one ranking, but Bill Barnwell, widely respected, says that we have the 21st best weapons in the NFL.
Well, Brandon Ayuk is outstanding. So I'm not ripping Bill Barnwell at all. He's got the metrics. I don't even think that's his opinion. He's got the numbers that bear it out that they are the 21st. If you got the 21st best weapons, where does he put the offensive line? Do you know? Off the top of your head? Because that would make it even more important. Like, Brandon Ayuk, is he going to take you from 21st to third?
Most everybody still thinks we have a top five, top 10 offensive line.
Okay.
And Ross Tucker just came on yesterday, so we had a top five.
But where does Brandon Ayuk take you from 21st to where, by the metrics? And again, nothing against Bill Barnwell whatsoever. But where would it take you? Would it put you in the top five? Would that move put you in the top five?
Of wide receivers?
Yeah, of weapons, of weaponry. Brandon Ayuk, then you would have Jerry Jeudy. Made a great catch the other day. Jerry Jeudy, then you would have Elijah Moore, whatever that stands for anybody, Cedric Tillman.
Yeah, well, it seems like the rest of the league just isn't very high on Elijah Moore. Not very high on Jeudy.
It seems
just
Browns in terms fans of being aren't very high on
just
Elijah
in terms
Moore.
Of being, you know, where he was drafted.
Okay.
You know, comparatively. And Njoku just had a breakout year. Still, the production is, you know, in the 800s, right? Yards-wise.
So maybe it would take you to 15th. That's not a reason to make the move.
No, I get that. But I do wonder. I'm wondering how right now, if the organization was being honest, how do they feel about their wide receivers? I know they're all guys that they were responsible for now, but they've been here long enough where they have to start to make decisions on their own guys.
If they're sincerely in the deal for Brandon Ayuk, they can't feel that great, right? If they're sincerely in the running, they can't feel that wonderful about it. That means that Cedric Tillman, who is a third-round guy, isn't necessarily coming along the way they want him to. David Bell, I mean, that's a given for a lot of fans that he's not coming along the way they want him to. Of course, he can't stay healthy. Elijah Moore and that trade doesn't seem to really be fruitful right now. Jerry Jeudy, we're banking on a lot there. We are banking on a lot. And Amari Cooper's towards the end. So they can't feel that great if they're willing this late in the game. It's not like it's the beginning of training, or excuse me, it's not like it's the beginning of the off season period. This is training camp, or we're what, 5 days away, 4 days away from the first preseason game. So he would need to come in. He wouldn't be playing on Saturday. I mean, he wouldn't play Saturday or probably in the preseason, regardless. Like, he's got to acclimate himself to the offense, figure out the new part of the offense. Like, there's a lot to do there. So they can't be feeling, if they're sincerely interested, and I say if, because there are possibilities that they could be being used here. If they're sincerely interested in Brandon Ayuk, they can't feel wonderful about their wide receiver core. There's no way I can paint a sunny disposition. I could say maybe top 15, but maybe that would be 15th.
Well, when you say that, because that's the realest I think we've been on this. All we've talked about is how enormously talented. If that's the case, then we have to make the trade. I mean, what you're saying makes it seem like we can't go into the season without making the trade.
Oh, we can go into the season.
We can't just be the 15th best, right?
We can go into the season without making the trade. I mean, there's been teams. I don't know how far they can go. How many weapons? If Mahomes is Mahomes, bad example, but I'm still going to do it. If Mahomes is Mahomes, Tyreek Hill's great. What other guys has he made into great weapons? You have Travis Kelce around. Okay.
In the regular season?
How many other guys have they been able to find? Oh, yeah, not in the regular season, true. But they still find a way to win a boatload of games because they play better defense than what people want to give them credit for. They run the ball better than what people give them credit for. Seventh round pick, Isaiah Pacheco. I mean, they play good football. You can play good complementary football without having a bunch of fantasy guru guys and still go out and win a lot of football games in the regular season. When it comes down to it, it's probably going to be Deshaun and wide receiver A against Patrick Mahomes and wide receiver A or Travis Kelce, or against Josh Allen and wide receiver A, and where they have a tight end. 216-474-0092. It's Browns wide receiver A and David Njoku. Dave in Broadview Heights, you're next up on the Fan.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Dave, doing well. Go ahead. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
That's okay. Anthony, you had said about that the Browns kind of got, you know, used with the Deshaun Watson. If I remember correctly, I thought with Watson, he eliminated the Browns with thinking that the other teams were going to meet his demands. Because remember, Jimmy Haslam said, oh, I'll call Baker. I'll get Baker back on board after Baker, you know, said goodbye. Mm-hmm. And the Browns only got back in because they were one of the only teams, maybe the only team, willing to meet the contract demands.
Well, I think that's how it led to that. I mean, that's why they had to fork over all that money and guarantee it.
So are you saying that maybe this puts another team back in it?
Well, I'm just saying I don't know that the Browns got used. Maybe they got played or they were the only one.
I don't think he ever wanted to go. Put it this way. I don't think he ever wanted to go to Cleveland. I mean, they were the first.
Sean?
Yeah, they were the first team out. So that's.
Yes.
I mean, I guess it's semantics, but isn't that getting used? I mean, and then they actually came up with the money. Then they actually guaranteed the deal.
He said he didn't want to play because of the cold weather, which I totally understand. You know, I mean, he obviously, if you look at his statistics, they're way better. But anyway, so on to this. I have a question for you two. I'm not a fantasy football guy, but as I start looking at fantasy football, it seems like it's a lot of analytics, and we seem to be an analytic-driven organization. And if you look at where the Browns players are rated going into the season on a fantasy level, I mean, specifically, I listened to a so-called expert on ESPN the other day, and the two people that he said he would not, you know, to avoid at all costs were Deshaun Watson and then Amari Cooper, and not because Cooper is necessarily terrible, but because who's going to be throwing him the ball? Deshaun Watson. And it's just kind of interesting. So, yes, I think we are way down there. And, Ken, in answer to your question, you know, if we're 21st and you get someone like Brandon Ayuk, I mean, maybe you go to 16th, maybe. But you don't go to 3.
No.
And it's just here we are in year 3 of a 5-year deal where Watson can leave after that. And Man, we don't seem
to be in contention. Let me clarify. I mean, I'm fighting the good fight to try to keep the offensive line together. If it were to come to come down to Amari Cooper and like a second or third round pick, Dave, and I got to let you go, and I thank you very much for the call. Then if you wanted to replace him with a younger wide receiver, fine. But again, I don't know where that makes sense for San Francisco. I mean, he's competing now, but what are you doing for the future? And what are you doing with the pick for later on? Are you going to pay Amari Cooper there? Would he not want something commensurate with his own right? And where, when it comes to New England, I can offer way more than New England. That's why I have to agree with you, as much as I don't want to. I have to agree that Pittsburgh would probably still be in the mix somewhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.